This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, the California dream and how medical marijuana is helping to pay for it.
First, one of the most important world leaders for the Bush administration is leaving his post. That's Pakistan's President Musharraf. He announced today he's resigning. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has extended deep gratitude to him for his decision to help the U.S. fight terrorists. He was a key friend of the United States after the 9/11 attacks and in the war against Afghanistan to oust the Taliban and al-Qaeda. We're joined by Ahmed Rashid. He's an author and journalist in Lahore, Pakistan. Ahmed, is Mr. Musharraf's resignation a surprise?
No, it's been building up for quite some time, and it's been a source of enormous political tension in the country. It was demanded right after the elections were won by opposition parties who had been in exile during Musharraf's time. That was back in February. It was then put on hold. It again arose up in the last few weeks. So it's certainly been on the agenda there. I think the Americans were trying very hard to keep him in office for a certain period of time, perhaps a year or so, in order to oversee the war on terror. But what has emerged is that, you know, he had become so weak over the last few months, with neither the civilian government nor the army really fully respecting him or asking for his opinion even, that I think really even now the Bush administration has seen it in its interest to let him go.
General Musharraf took power in a coup now 9 years ago. You said just 2 weeks ago, when the Prime Minister of Pakistan was visiting Washington, that it was unclear who was really running things there. Is it more clear today because General Musharraf is stepping down?
Well, it's certainly more clear as to who should be running things, and that is the civilian government. But we have major problems here because I think Musharraf has left the country in a terrible political and constitutional mess. The ruling parties of the coalition are at odds with each other about even immediate issues. Who should be the next president? What should happen to Musharraf? Should he go abroad? Should he stay at home? Should he be prosecuted in a court of law? Now, the ruling People's Party, with the party of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, do not want any other confrontation. They would like Musharraf to go abroad and avoid any kind of prosecution. The Nawaz Sharif party, which is also part of the coalition, wants a much tougher line towards him. So you have problems in the coalition, and then you have essentially problems between the coalition and the military. There is no real relationship at the moment, even 6 months on after the elections, between the military and the civilian government. And this makes any kind of strategizing over the war on terror extremely difficult.
Well, you have this civilian government coming in, replacing Mr. Musharraf's sole powers earlier this year. You have a some return to a democratic state in Pakistan. What does the U.S. do now? I mean, democracy is what the U.S. says it wants throughout the region. But what does it do? Where does U.S. foreign policy turn?
Well, I think what the U.S. I mean, what we're going to see probably in the next few weeks is probably enormous U.S. pressure on the Pakistan civilian government, on the civilian government, to get its act together and to come up with a joint strategy with the army to deal with the extremists in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Now, frankly, I don't think that's going to happen in a big hurry because there is too much misunderstanding between these two elements. And as I said, the coalition government is not clear exactly on, it doesn't have a united stance on the war on terror. So the whole problem right now is we don't have a common strategy. The Americans would like to see Pakistan, the army, the civilians, everybody come up with a common strategy, but I just don't see it happening. And as a result of that, I fear very much that what may happen is that we may see the Americans taking unilateral action in the tribal belt of Pakistan. That is bombing perhaps al-Qaeda and Taliban centers.
With us from Lahore, Pakistan, Ahmed Rashid, the journalist. His new book out this summer is Descent into Chaos, The United States and the Failure of Nation Building in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Central Asia. Ahmed, thank you again.
Thanks very much.